I had Alex Balazs on the program last week, and he has entered the race for the Republican nomination, so he'll be in the primary with you. One of his critics, I said, hey, is there anything you can point to where you'd say, you know, Congresswoman Fedorchuk has not done what she should, has fallen short in any way? And he said, you know, overall, he said, I don't have a lot to say here, but he said, I am concerned that she missed in her first term something like 13 votes. And I apologize to yourself and Alex if I'm missing that number, but it was something in the low double digits, like you missed 13 votes there. And he claimed that that was a pretty big deal. And I thought it only fair to give you a chance to respond on that since he made it seem like a pretty big deal.
So there's been about 400 votes since I've been sworn in as North Dakota's representative. I've missed 10 votes, and a majority of those votes were because of my daughter's wedding last summer. I worked with leadership ahead of time because, you know, there was a lot going on, and I wanted to make sure that my absence for her wedding wasn't going to put us in a bind or jeopardize an important vote. They knew well aware of my absences and coordinated the bills that were going to be up during that time to ensure that nothing of consequence was going to be jeopardized by my absence. And so, yeah, I mean, I did miss some as a result of that, but it's my only daughter's wedding, and the wedding was in our backyard, and it was set long before I even was elected to this office, the date was. So there was really very little I could do about that, and had to, you know, put first things first, ultimately, for that instance, such a milestone occurrence, my daughter's wedding, I felt was a priority. But again, worked with leadership. They knew well about it. Nothing was jeopardized. And we were back in session the next week and passed the one big, beautiful bill. So that's what my response would be. I think my vote rate is like 97% of votes I've cast. And it's something I think is very important. It's ultimately my top priority when I'm out in D.C. is making sure I'm showing up for votes and prepared to vote. And it's something I take very seriously.
Got it. Fair being fair, is there anything where you would like to look at the campaign or claims that Alex Balazs has made in the campaign, or any like issues or positions he has that you would like to issue a criticism on?
You know, quite honestly, Steve, I haven't really been paying very much attention to Alex and what he's saying. We have so much going on here, so many great things that we're getting done, and so many issues of consequence we're working on, be it, you know, the election integrity or ag policy, energy policy, tax policy. So, you know, I'm really focused on delivering results for North Dakotans and not focused on what Alex may or may not be saying.